You're smart. Your TV is smart. That's why you cut the cord. But you need one more thing.
Alaska's News Source. Watch live or when it's convenient for you, here's how.
Just search Alaska's News Source on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, or Android TV. Install and enjoy.
It's completely free and has everything you need in one spot.
Breaking news.
Statewide weather. In-depth investigations.
Start streaming Alaska's News Source live today.
Today in the morning edition, the Anchorage School District looking to close or consolidate schools due to declining enrollment, a discussion that's starting and the plan for the community to weigh in. We hear from the district superintendent. Plus.
Yeah, it's such a worthy cause.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these kids deserve it. These families deserve it. They really do.
Helping grant wishes for kids across Alaska. It is our final Make-A-Wish story of an 8-year-old boy named Tristan whose family rallied around him as they faced their worst fear together. And later, you know the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. We'll meet an artist who's clearing garbage from the beach and turning it into masterpieces in a museum as the morning edition starts now. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for waking up, joining us here on a Thursday, just trash into treasure.
Yeah, I've actually seen some of that artwork online through TikTok and really shows just the creativity that people can go to.
A lot of it is like sculptures and whatnot, so we'll have that story a little bit later on. Meantime, though, another gorgeous day in the books. Hopefully we have a carbon copy.
Yeah, we're talking about more sunshine as we head throughout the day. We may see a bit more cloud coverage today across South Central, but overall still seeing that beautiful afternoon with those temperatures making a run near 50. You can see this morning we are starting up under mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, and those temperatures, much like yesterday, are sitting near freezing to start off the morning. So a cool start to the day. We are at 34 degrees with winds remaining fairly calm, and we're once again going to see those afternoon highs making a run into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Now, we will see a bit more cloud coverage for the Kenai as we head through the day, as we're already beginning to see some of those coastal showers beginning to approach out towards Homer. So we are going to begin to see that potential for some showery weather from Homer out towards Seward, maybe even near Whittier later this evening. While inland areas, we'll just see a bit more cloud coverage, still calling it mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, though, through the remainder of your day. As far as what we're dealing with this morning on satellite light and radar, not much going on, but you can begin to see those clouds increasing as you head out towards the Kenai. In fact, you can see that that line itself beginning to head from Kenai southeast, and that's where we're going to begin to see more of that partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies into the afternoon hours. And again, we are watching for some coastal showers that will build in later this afternoon. Seeing additional rain out towards southwest Alaska, as well as through Lake and Peninsula. This very light rain will continue through the remainder of the day, even out towards Kodiak, where we could see some additional light rain showers through the afternoon hours. Good news is we will see some more sunshine for inland areas of South Central. And again, partly cloudy skies likely impacting the Anchorage Bowl, but you can see that sunshine does stick around the next several days. I'll have more on that and just where we're going to see that better potential for some rain coming up.
As you wake up this morning, a story affecting parents and kids within the Anchorage School District. Officials are looking at a multi-year school closure and consolidation plan for as soon as this coming fall. The district and the board are now seeking community feedback. Lex Shelverton has this morning's top story.
When I use the term right-sizing, I'm specifically talking about the process of consolidating school buildings and or repurposing school buildings.
ASD Superintendent Jarrett Bryant spoke at Tuesday night's work session about what he calls the right-sizing initiative, which he says the school district will undergo in the coming years.
The rationale for this is that we're projecting fewer children in Anchorage, and we're projecting conditions that mean that we're not going to be able to provide the level of service that our families expect unless revenue goes up or our footprint shrinks.
In 2022, the school district cited a budget shortfall as a reason for possible school closures. Now Bryant says it's due to declining enrollment. A presentation at the work session showed declining enrollment in the district since fiscal year 2010, when the district had just under 50,000 students. Now the district has just over 43,000 students.
The decline really has been pretty consistent. And although we have 5,800 plus less students, within that number, we also have nearly 1,000 more correspondence students than we had 14 years ago.
The Anchorage Bull birth count has also steadily declined over the past decade, the district says, and only began to level out in the past 2 years. And while there are complexities that come with the so-called right-sizing initiative, it's something Bryant says the district hopes to do with minimal disruptions while giving all students the same level of service.
Our schools represent the fabric of our communities. They're filled with rich traditions and routines.
We know that our schools are, in many cases, the heart and soul of that small community. And we know that there are everything from fear to anger to frustration that change is going to happen.
That's part of why the administration is encouraging and seeking feedback from the community.
We want to incorporate feedback from the community into this process as it progresses. And we also want an outreach plan that is more inclusive and captures voices from neighborhoods across the district.
Lexi Overton, Alaska's News Source.
And a special website, polls, and a survey are expected to be launched by ASD this week for that initial feedback on how the community feels about closing, consolidating, or repurposing facilities. Turning to Capitol coverage, State House Judiciary Committee members heard mixed opinions on the possibility of a constitutional amendment to allow public funds to be used for religious and private school expenses. The state is appealing a Superior Court judge's decision that determined it unconstitutional to use public funds for private homeschooling education reimbursements. Two-thirds of lawmakers in a joint session would have to pass the amendment before it could go to voters in the next general election. Looking ahead to some key dates to keep in mind if you are a registered voter here in Anchorage, runoff election ballots will be mailed out starting next Tuesday. Anchorage voting centers open May 7th. Runoff election day is May 14th. And the runoff is scheduled to be certified May 31st. You can find all this information at alaskasnewssource.com or you can download our free app. New details are coming to light after the deadly plane crash just a few miles from the Fairbanks airport. A plane with two people and thousands of gallons of fuel on board took off from Fairbanks International before the crew reported a fire on one of the wings and attempted to return to the airport. But communication was lost and the flight went down on the frozen Tanana River, sliding up the northern shore and then catching fire. Human remains have been found. The NTSB reports the Alaska Air fuel plane was being used to transport 3,200 gallons of fuel to the northwest village of Kobuk.
What we're looking at is to see if there's any pre-impact or pre-crash mechanical problems that we're able to define. Obviously, with this accident, with the impact, and then also with the post-crash fire, we have our work cut out for us, obviously. This is going to be a tough recovery, and where there's not a lot of evidence, physical evidence, but we have a fair amount to go on as well.
Along with the NTSB, the Department of Environmental Conservation is at the crash site investigating as there is potential for environmental issues in the aftermath of the crash with a large amount of fuel present on board. The department is working on determining how much, if any, petroleum made its way into the soil and the nearby Tanana River. Well, as the weather warms up, motorcycles are starting to hit the roads, and that means drivers need to be aware. Andrew McConnell with the motorcycle shop says tires are one of the main safety items that people seem to neglect and miss. He says a new tire should have a lot of tread, good rubber, and no cracking, making sure your controls aren't stuck or worn out, and that your headlights and brake lights are working properly. Checking fluids, making sure your oil is clean and fresh, among a few other things to keep in mind.
Your chain should be nice and tensioned properly. Again, check your owner's manual. Every bike has a different requirement for chain tension. So make sure that that's proper. You don't have any rattling, anything shaky in there. And also your sprocket needs to have good wear on the teeth. A really worn out sprocket can be really dangerous, can cause a lot of issues, can break your chain, and you don't want that happening when you're on the road.
And last but not least, make sure that you wear proper safety gear. As the snow melts, trash also starts to emerge. Crews were out on the Seward Highway Wednesday clearing trash as part of their spring cleanup efforts. Over the next 2 months, a team of around 30 to 40 employees will spend half their time working on cleaning the city. Parks and Rec says during the spring, crews remove up to 6 tons of trash a week, and some areas take up to a week to even clean. Parks and Rec also says late snowfall this year is contributing to extra challenges for crew members.
We have so much snow, it delays the efforts, and it makes it so that some areas aren't accessible as early as others are. So really, snowmelt probably drives the selection of the order more than anything.
The citywide cleanup officially kicks off on May 4th. The Parks and Rec Department expects crews will wrap up cleanup efforts by late May. Later this morning, the Native Youth Olympics kicks off with opening ceremonies at 11:30. The Alaska Airlines Center will play host for the next 3 days of the games running through Saturday evening. A celebration of tradition, culture, and athletic feats from the scissor broad jump, seal hop to 1 foot high kick, 11 games in all with hundreds of youth competitors from literally all corners of the state will gather. And you can count on Alaska's news source for coverage of the games as our sports crew will be live from this year's NYO and bring nightly recaps both on air and online. Coming up, good news for air travelers. The Biden administration announcing new rules for refund and junk fees. We break down what that means for you. Plus, an FCC vote today will affect your internet speed, reinstating net neutrality.
Chasing the sunshine, you won't have to go far, as we've got plenty of it in the 7-day forecast. I'll have more on that and what to expect for the weekend. The first 6:06 for that sunrise, sunset 9:50, 15 hours and 44 minutes of daylight.
Good morning. We are back on a Thursday. A check of weather this morning, Aaron. I tell you, this warm-up is any indication of what our summer is going to look like. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about those temperatures once again, warming back into the 50s. We've already seen our first 50-degree day, so we can check that off when it comes to that springtime weather. As we welcome in the close of this week, we'll actually begin to see the first 10 p.m. sunset. Really, as we welcome in next week, I should say, we'll see that first 10 p.m. sunset. Through the first 2 weeks of May, we'll begin to see our first 60-degree day on average. And then you can see by the end of the month, of next month, we'll see that 11 p.m. sunset. So continuing to slowly check off that checklist for as we continue to march our way through the rest of spring and then eventually to the warmest days of the year, which tends to be anywhere from June through about August. Looking at the Nanana Ice Classic, we've got that ice still rotting. In fact, we're beginning to see some of that open water. You can see that water moving through the overnight hours. So wouldn't be surprised if we begin to see this tripod tip later this week, if not early next week, as we're already seeing the waterways or the river at least opening upstream. So certainly going to continue to monitor that situation. You can see temperatures through the interior certainly sitting on the warmer side, about 3 degrees warmer in Fairbanks compared to this time yesterday, nearly 10 degrees warmer in McGrath. So a good portion of the state seeing those temperatures slightly on the warmer side. A few locations slightly cooler than what we saw yesterday, but only by a degree or two. And we're once again expecting to see those afternoon highs topping out in the lower 50s. There's that ridge of high pressure that's going to lead to sunshine for both South Central as well as Southeast. Now through the Kenai out towards Kodiak, we are going to hold on to those mostly cloudy skies. And you can see out towards the Aleutians or just north of the Aleutians, we continue to watch that area of low pressure. Not much ongoing across the state, but we do have a blizzard warning out towards the Beaufort Sea coast. This is for gusts up to 45 miles per hour, where we could see some visibility down to less than a quarter of a mile at times with that blowing snow. Meanwhile, here across South Central, we've got that springtime weather. We've got some cloud coverage this morning, calling it anywhere from mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies throughout the afternoon hours. And again, those temperatures will warm into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We do have light rain that will continue for Kodiak that will eventually build northward with coastal showers arriving out towards Homer into the evening hours. And then you can see that's going to stay with us through the night into our Friday. Even western parts of Prince William Sound, we'll see that potential for some showery weather as we welcome in the evening hours and into Friday. So be prepared. If you live out near Kodiak, you're going to continue to hold on to this periodic rain showers. Nothing like what we saw last week, but we're still going to keep that daily chance for some showers in the forecast. And then this weekend, we've got the return to some sunshine for the rest of South Central. Sunny skies north for Southeast. We'll see those temperatures breaking into the 50s while we're holding on to some clouds through the southern inner channels across South Central. Again, expected to see some coastal showers for the Kenai. A bit more cloud coverage today compared to the rest of South Central. As a result, you will see those temperatures on the cooler side. 48 in Whittier, 47 in Valdez, 52 degrees in Golcana. The temperatures in the valley expected to warm into the mid-50s. And if you like that sunshine, here's that 7-day forecast. Check it out. Outside of the cloud coverage, we'll see tonight into our Friday. We'll see the return to mostly sunny and partly cloudy skies into the weekend.
That's a nice lineup. All right, thanks, Aaron. Well, the White House announcing new regulations requiring airlines to make quick refunds in cash if flights are disrupted and pull back the curtain on so-called junk fees. Tom Costello has details on what to know before you book.
The new rules will make refunds automatic when airlines owe passengers money for flights that are significantly delayed or canceled.
It's stressful, and it's a lot of money that you don't get refunded.
Right now, every airline handles refunds differently. Soon, they'll be required to issue credit card refunds within 7 days if passengers decline alternative transportation or travel credits. For domestic flights delayed more than 3 hours and not taken, 6-hour delays on international flights. Refunds if a checked bag is not delivered within 12 hours, or if you pay for something you don't get, like Wi-Fi or a better seat. Cash refunds, not vouchers.
We hear again and again from passengers who describe how hard they have to push just to get the refunds that are owed to them.
The White House also targeting so-called junk fees, requiring airlines to disclose upfront baggage and reservation change fees, assure passengers that buying a ticket guarantees a seat. You don't have to pay more to select a seat. And no more advertising misleading promotional discount fares that don't include mandatory fees. The airlines say consumers are already given the choice of refundable ticket options with terms and conditions that best fit their needs at first search results. The new rules take effect in October, just before the end-of-year rush.
The Biden administration also working on a proposed rule allowing families to sit together without being charged extra. Right now, only 4 airlines guarantee families won't be charged more.
Happening today, the FCC is expected to vote to bring back net neutrality rules at its monthly open meeting. The commission said the proposed move is about restoring a national standard of regulation for the internet regarding broadband reliability, security, and consumer protection. If approved, Obama administration era rules would return that prohibit internet service providers from blocking or slowing down access to some websites. It would also give the agency the ability to investigate internet outages and treat internet service providers as utilities. The FCC chair said the pandemic proved that broadband is essential.
You've been listening to the Alaska's News Source podcast. Subscribe to have the latest episodes delivered to your library automatically.